Jimmy, we head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline for a very special guest.
Absolutely. Ralph Weekly, co-head coach of the Lady Vols softball team. Ralph, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you very well. Okay. Thank you for joining us. So you've been at Tennessee a while. You have seen a whole lot of coaches at Tennessee. You've seen a number of baseball coaches, and now there's Tony Vitello, who he's done a tremendous job with that program. Give us your thoughts on Coach Vitello.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's just a great guy. He is a team player all the way. Most coaches are, but he's gone out of his way to help our program. And he's the kind of guy that if you need to use the turf at his stadium, you can use it. If you need to use the batting cages, you can use it. And a lot of coaches don't let the women's team come in and do all that stuff. But, you know, he's just we even sat down at length and discussed our recruiting policies and how baseball and softball could do a better job recruiting. He just is a team player all the way, and I couldn't be happier for his success. Karen and I both really like him, and he's always there if we need help. Besides that, he's a very smart baseball coach.
You talked about discussing how you can recruit better. How can you? How can the Vols in baseball and the Lady Vols in softball?
Well, primarily we talked about areas of recruiting where we've mm-hmm. recruited a lot in California and Atlanta and the areas that they've recruited in. But we talked about our recruiting techniques, our phone calls, how often to stay in touch, things like this. I don't think Tony needs any help in recruiting. To me, that's one of his strong, strong points, and I would hope it would be one of ours.
Coach, always a pleasure to talk with you, and I know that as your team, as you and Karen have put together just an incredible run of success that now is over two decades, what's it been like to see him and his staff build the program as they have, making the NCAA tournament year two, being on track to do something very special last year before everything got shut down, but then this year bringing home the first Eastern Division crown for Tennessee baseball since 1997.
That's pretty crazy, you know, but I think that he works extra hard. And, again, you know this, John, because you spend time with him. He will always take time to sit down and listen. It's kind of amazing about how the coaches on our staff are right now. Rick Barnes, another guy, just the same way. You know, if I need to talk to somebody, I know I can pick up the phone and talk to them. I know they value the women's sports as much as the men's sports. One of the things I mentioned to Jimmy, which is really, really coincidental, but in 2007, which was our fourth year here, we were ranked number two in the country at this time of the year. Now they're ranked number two in the country. You know, we were the first SEC team to ever be ranked number one and the first to play in the championship series. And I think Tony's going to be, and his guys are going to be the first to play in the championship series and the first to win it, you know. I just think it's amazing, that Grand Slam home run, amazing things. But his players love him. You can tell it from watching the interaction. And, again, he always tells us, hey, any way I can help you, and we feel the same way. And I think that's what's changing in our athletic department right now, is everybody's there to help other people.
I know that you and Karen have had teams like this in the past to where it's so difficult for an opponent. Sometimes you get that opponent that just has the special player that is off the charts good. But if you handle that player, then you've taken that team off their game. With this Tennessee baseball team, I think one of the things that really stands out is any one of their lineup, 1-9, can be the difference maker or the game winner. And again, you and Karen have had teams like that in the past. How difficult does it make it for an opponent when there isn't either that stretch of the lineup that if you focus on getting them out, you're going to be okay, when you have a team that can have that game winner from anywhere, 1-9?
Well, it's extremely important, and it is. And I know what you're saying. It seems like it's a different star every day with him and his team. And it's just the joy that those guys show. And but they're now having to face LSU, and it's kind of interesting because in 16, 17, and 18, we had to face SEC opponents. Two times we were successful, one we weren't. But it's really hard to beat an SEC opponent one time, but to have to go back and play them three times, three more times, that's really difficult. But I just, I'm a huge fan, and our players are huge fans, and I'm just hoping that he can figure out the strategies he needs, and his kids will get through this and get to the World Series, because it's great for Tennessee and it's great for Knoxville.
Our guest, Ralph Weekly, co-head coach, Lady Vols softball. Ralph, do you think that the programs feed off each other? If you're doing well in softball, that can help baseball. If baseball is doing well, that can help softball.
Well, I would like to think so. We feel that way. I know our kids will tell me a lot of times, hey, coach, you got to get practice over by 6. We got to get over to the ball game, you know. And but I do think, you know, the more all of us are successful, the more it's successful. And I do see, I have been here 20 years, and I do see a lot of things changing, and I do see a lot more people just really wanting to win and wanting to boost Tennessee in the cup that we try to win every year. And it's just a pretty good athletic department to be in right now.
Lady Vols had a really good team, but Ralph, I thought you might have been one pitcher short of being a College World Series caliber team. What does it look like for the Lady Vols next year in softball?
Well, I think it's really good. You know, I didn't want to talk about our team very much, but I think it's going to be very good. We're returning 8 of 9 starters, and we've got one of the top recruiting classes we've ever had, and we've got an All-American pitcher returning in Ashley Rogers. What killed us this year, just strictly killed us, is that we needed to have a 2 and 3 pitcher that were ready to go all the time, and it wasn't that they didn't put forth the effort, but the injuries just hurt us bad. So Karen was telling me the other one, I think we're going to get it next year. So I said, that's the way I want you to think, you know, but we've got some great kids coming back.
It really was, I mean, a pleasure to see the season happen after what happened last year. And I know that you had to have great appreciation for the fact that all the fans that could get in the park made it to the park. And then what was it like to see the opportunity to go for the greater capacity when we got to the postseason?
Again, I think that's super. We're out recruiting right now, but we managed to finagle a ticket for Karen and I, and she changed her recruiting so we could be back Sunday and go to the game. So I don't care where we're sitting, we're going to be at the game on Sunday, and I'm excited about it.
What do you think of having a watch party for the baseball game tomorrow night?
I think that's really cool, you know. I really do. And, you know, a couple of times, because we fill up who we have under normal terms, but we're thinking of doing the same thing up on the soccer stadium overlooking the softball stadium. I just think that if we continue to be innovative, it's just going to be good. And I don't know Coach Heupel other than I've met him a couple of times, and I think he's going to do some good things too. I think the future is really bright for Tennessee.
Hey, Ralph, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. I know it's a busy time for you and you're out recruiting and so forth, but we appreciate it. And talking about the softball, comparing it to baseball, and look forward to having you on again sometime in the future.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, and I love listening to your program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ralph Weekly, co-head coach, Lady Vols softball team. As we mentioned, they were one pitcher short. Ashley Rogers had a great year. They just didn't have a dependable second pitcher. He mentioned injuries, which kind of sidetracked him a little bit. But he was when I talked to him earlier today, he was very, very excited about the success of the baseball team and Tony Vitello.
Yeah, that 2007 team that he was talking about, they were unbelievable as they just put together an incredible campaign. They hit .318 as a team.
Gosh. Well, they had a great pitcher in Monica Abbott. Was Rhodes the other pitcher? Was she on that team? Was it Megan Rhodes?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And she was pretty good, too, now.
Yeah. Monica Abbott was 50-5, and Megan Rhodes was 13-3.
Yeah.
And now she's back in the fold again as the pitching coach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but it was interesting. He was talking about how the fourth year for the Lady Vols, they got to the World Series, fourth year for Tennessee baseball, got a shot at getting to the World Series. Year four, magical for softball and for baseball.
Yes, and here's hoping it's as magical for Tennessee baseball as it was for their fourth year with softball.